Hi, I had this little idea that maybe I would do the occasional boo from my kitchen, rather than just for those who are kind enough to follow me on Twitter, they know that I like to cook a lot, and I also like to post pictures of my food. And just to make a bit of a change from that, because it could get annoying, I thought maybe I could spread a bit of inspiration and boo about what I'm cooking for my tea, which today I'm quite excited about. Marks and Spencer's at the moment has got, wait for it, 3 packets of sea bass fillets for a tenner, which is bloody brilliant. So get on down there. And it's quite good if you live on your own like I do. One of the fillets in a pack pretty much does okay for a dinner. So so 1 pack will last you 2 days. Genius. So tonight's sea bass is in a little bag that I've fashioned out of greaseproof paper with some ginger and garlic, sort of hacked up in a haphazard fashion. Few sprigs of parsley, haven't bothered cutting those up, and what else? Oh, a bit of chilli, bit of red chilli. So I've kind of laid the sort of filleted side down on that and rubbed a bit of salt into the skin, and then chucked in a tiny bit of n'oily Pratt as well, or just white wine you could use. And that is sitting there now, having a little marinade while I get on with some other stuff. And then I'm going to cook it later on in the oven. Haven't quite figured out what temperature and for how long for. I guess I'm guessing a fairly gentle oven, but sort of, strong enough. So maybe like 170, something like that. But just keep checking. And I wouldn't have thought it would take that long if the oven's heated up. So I'm going to sort of stick it in for 10 minutes, see what happens. Just keep checking it. And I'm going to have it with some green beans and asparagus. I can't wait. I might do a little picture if it looks nice, but I won't if not. I'll tell you how it tastes. So that's my little bit of inspiration and my top tip about Marks and Spencer's sea bass. Yeah, that's it. Bye.